Today we're going to look at how Padre Pio unraveled a lady's secret. Hello all friends of following Padre Pio. On this channel we take a glimpse into the supernatural life, the incredible life of Padre Pio, our great saint, a Capuchin monk, mystic and miracle worker. And we offer to you a series of short talks, so please do stay tuned and we hope that you will be amazed to find out what Padre Pio's intercession can do either for you or for someone you love. And we do ask you to help us with our Padre Pio apostolate, and you can do that by liking the video and sharing the video with your friends and colleagues. And if you're new to our channel or you haven't subscribed, then do subscribe to our channel. And remember, you have to click that reminder bell too for notifications. Let's get back to our story. A sister, Mansueta La Conta, was a poor clare sister in the convent of Saint Quiro in Assisi, and she tells us about this particular encounter with Padre Pio. And she said it was March 1947, so Padre Pio would have been approximately 60 years of age at that point, and they all made the pilgrimage to St. Giovanni Rotondo. So she made the pilgrimage together with Antoinette Leconte and her father Ignazio and her sister Pasqua, and her sister was deaf. So they all went to St. Giovanni Rotondo in the hopes of having a conversation, a meeting with Padre Pio to discuss certain difficulties they were all having. So there were several reasons for this visit, and we have to remember it was in the war-torn economy just after the war. So there wasn't a lot of money around, and they just had to go 200 kilometers to St. Giovanni Rotondo. But for them, it was quite difficult because their family had been particularly hard hit by the war. Well, their intentions, as we said, were varied. For instance, her father wanted to plead with Padre Pio for God's grace that his deaf child would receive healing and, you know, deafness restored. And Sister Mansueta had the same desires, of course, for the healing of her deaf sister, but she also wanted to receive some sort of acknowledgement or confirmation of a calling to the contemplative life that she thought she was experiencing. So now, immediately after they arrived in St. Giovanni Rotondo, her father went to the sacristy to deliver a personal letter from a friend of theirs, Palmina Guarini. And this lady, Palmina, had in mind the idea of joining the poor clares of St. Quiro of Assisi. So they all wanted to receive confirmation of something. And her father was fortunate to speak to Padre Pio. And then apparently immediately after that, Padre Pio went to the confessional, to their ladies' confessional, and they started hearing confessions. So there wasn't time in between. And she said, when it was my turn for confession, she went and she knelt down, and then she immediately spoke to Padre Pio about her desire for a contemplative life. And she says, but I also spoke about the worries. For instance, she didn't want to leave her father with a deaf sister. It was a big imposition, and her mother, unfortunately, had died some years before. There are a lot of things worrying her, troubling her, but Padre Pio did confirm her vocation, she said, by saying, be reassured, for the Lord's call to you is the monastery, is the convent. And then she continues with this, but to my great surprise, the father, that is Padre Pio, added this, that this plan to join the convent would not go ahead unless she fought hard against her main fault, which, according to Padre Pio, was arrogance. And then she admitted, well, the saint had in fact hit the nail directly on the head, because she would only accept what she thought and what she said, and she was aware of this. But she was also surprised, she said, and a little stunned on another account, because Padre Pio asked me about my friend, Palmina, who had written that letter, and said that he would answer her with prayer, with a prayer. So her father had given this letter to Padre Pio, and Padre Pio couldn't have even been aware that the letter, that she was friends with this lady, Palmina. And she asked, well, how could the saint have known that I was the daughter of the man who had given him the letter of Palmina? And moreover, Padre Pio had not even had the time to have read the letter. He didn't know the contents of the letter, but he said he would, looks like he's going to give an answer anyway. So Padre Pio was. And then, of course, sometime later, this is back at home, she struggled to overcome these things in her life, her arrogance. And as the father had said, that was her real problem, her arrogance and her stubbornness. So she fought against these two things. And then she says, but with the help of the Lord and the strength given me by Padre Pio, I was able to realize my calling to the contemplative life. In a retreat they had, and she said, absolutely amazingly, her friend Palmina went to the same retreat. And there she joined the convent of Assisi. And now she's known as Sister Chiara Rosario. And there they both lived at that convent for 50 years. In fact, she says, we both entered the convent at the same time. That is the 24th of September, and that was in 1947. So it seems that Padre Pio had answered their questions all around, and he had this knowledge of what was in the letter without even reading the letter. He knew somehow what it was going to come to. And now we'd like to encourage you to enroll your Mass pre-intentions. We have a Mass celebrated every Friday, which is dedicated. We dedicate your intentions to Padre Pio. It's also for Padre Pio's intentions. So please do go ahead and enroll your intentions. You can do that. Just watch the video clip at the end that follows, or you can go to the description about the video below, or go to our website. And as we said earlier, if you're new to our channel, then please make sure you have subscribed to our channel and click that reminder bell. Please do continue watching our other videos. We have our most popular videos, and we have other videos selected especially for you.